This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm back with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Obviously, with this team right now, they're getting really, really close to a first preseason game. There's a lot of things going on with practice, and we're still sorting through the beginning of the season media availability. And today, we have some really, really cool things from Coach Degnhall.
Yes, man. Coach D, I love this. This is exactly what we need to hear. Getting in the mind of the coach is a really big opportunity for us to understand where this team is going, because the expectations of the coach will shine through and we'll have a better understanding of what this team is going to try to do. So this is really good stuff.
Absolutely, man. And so we start out here with a bit of an opening statement from coach, and it kind of came in through partway. So, you know, it's a bit abrupt, but I think it comes out, it's very clear what his goals are. And one phrase that I think kind of amplifies everything he says is that we're starting out with a blank canvas. And that's something that I've heard, Sam Presti talk about. I heard some of the players talk about. This is one of those themes of this year, and I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely. And as we turn on this interview right now and let you guys listen to it, I hope you guys enjoy it as much as we do. Like Mark said, there's a couple few points in the beginning part. Compete now, blank canvas, and trying to figure out what the identity of this team is, because it's really exciting stuff. So listen up and enjoy.
The type of way that these teams have played and carried themselves, and that's simple. You know, we want to be really, really professional, as teams have always been here. We want to compete every night at a really high level and do so together. And we want to work really hard every day and really attack the program in a holistic way. However, we do have a pretty unique opportunity this year with this particular team, because we have a blank canvas kind of staring at us in the face. And it's not often that you get that opportunity, especially with a team that's layered with young talent like we are. And we're excited about attacking that challenge and seeing what we can make of it, how we play. The personality of the team, the identity of the team is all unwritten at this point. And that's a great opportunity and responsibility. It's going to be great challenges along the way that we're willing to run headfirst into. But if we get it right, we can build something that not only maximizes this particular group of people and this particular group of guys, but that can put us in position to build into the future, which I know Sam has talked at length about. We have a group of people, starting with our players, but all across the organization, that are really inspired and motivated by that challenge. And so we can't wait to take that on and see what we can make of it. So,
you know, it's not hard to see why Sam Presti really fell in love with Coach Degnhall's intelligence. And there's also no question why the players love to follow him, because he's an excellent communicator and he's very clear at sharing his vision and getting other people on board with it. And I'm a big fan of what he's doing here. Now, the second question I think is an interesting question, and really it's an open question, and Coach could have taken it any way he wanted. It was really about what's the biggest adversity for this team to overcome this year. And really, I think his answer is just the fact that they're an NBA team, and that's just the biggest adversity. But he does a great job at explaining it.
Yeah, Mark, I mean, the biggest challenge. And then he kind of stutters around trying to get to an answer. And what he comes around with is the season length being the 82 games and the fact that we have the youngest team in the NBA this year. So, yeah, I mean, the reality is that the challenge is our roster. And that we know that going into this. But it is also our strength. And that is what he alludes to as well. So, here goes the second question.
You said that you wanted to learn from your successes and also your adversaries. What do you think your biggest adversary this season is going to be?
Well, I mean, the first one is it's a 82-game NBA season. You know, the schedule, you have 41 road games. You're traveling. It's condensed every year. You're playing against the best teams and players in the world, in the league. And I think, you know, we're leaning into the fact we have the youngest roster in the NBA. And there are challenges that come with that, you know, physical challenges. There's the mental challenges that our players probably don't have the instincts or the wisdom of other teams. And then it just becomes about how do you approach it when you know that that constraint exists. And it's pretty simple. You approach it with a competitive spirit that's consistent. You approach it in a way that you're going to do it together every single night, and you're going to work every single day. I mean, there's just no shortcut, and it's not going to be easy, and we don't want it to be easy. I think Sam made that clear the other day. You know, we are interested in building something special. We're interested in building something to last. And the only way to do that is with your bare hands and your sleeves rolled up. And we're leaning right into that. And I think we have a group of players that understand that, similar to how I talked about Shea. They understand the need to roll your sleeves up and work. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And whatever challenges come our way, that's going to be our response.
All right. We've got two more questions to go through with Coach here. The first question, it covers what he thinks it will be the biggest difference for him in his experience from last year. Obviously, last year was his first year as a head coach, so a lot of things are going to be different considering going through the all the protocols with the bubble, or really, I guess it wasn't the bubble at that point, but they had kind of like mini bubbles, you know, regional bubbles and everything. Each team was in a bubble and all the testing and everything like that. And I think he gives some really insightful answers. He cites off obvious things like practice, getting a chance to have practice, the blue, the fans, things like that, I think are really good answers. But overall, you can tell he's excited about his second year.
Man, I would be too if I was him. This is great stuff, man. He is incredibly intelligent, the way he's going through it. And I like what he kind of says with the whole normal season thing. First year, I mean, he just talks about trying to capitalize on this year and the way these guys are playing and trying to figure out, again, the identity of this team. So this is going to be exciting, man, and it's just good stuff he has. And I think the last question is going to be my favorite, but we'll go ahead and listen to these two questions.
Hey, Coach, obviously having a year of experience under your belt is going to help you as a coach, but how do you think having a somewhat normal offseason is going to help you as a coach?
Well, forget about, you know, just me individually. I'll lump myself into the whole group here. But I think last year, with obviously the uncertainties of COVID and really the last like season and a half, I'd lump the bubble in there. Those times have really caused us to be really resourceful and resilient and really light on our feet. I think it's really like stress tested us organizationally and certainly our players and our ability to do those things. This year is really about capitalizing on opportunity. And there's opportunities we have this year that we just haven't had in the last season and a half. You know, one of them is just very simply, we're going to practice more because of the way the schedule lays out. You know, we're very excited about that, especially with a young team. Not every team takes advantage of practice opportunities, but we have to, in order to maximize development of our players. The blue is playing a full season. And again, with a young team, being able to maximize development opportunities is critical when you have 17 guys and most of them are at the early stages of their career. So being able to platoon guys to the blue from time to time is good. The opportunity to play in front of our fans and engage with them is something we're really excited about. We haven't seen our fans here in 18 months, I think. I know our players are thrilled about that. I am as well. And we have the opportunity to have a team, like I said, layered. And when I say layered, I mean at every spot we are layered with young talent, and we're going to let those guys compete and, you know, see what we can come up with in terms of the best version of this team and also the version of the team that's going to lay the strongest foundation for us moving forward.
So going into our final question, I think it's a great question, and I think he gives a great answer. When you talk about our coaching staff, it's more than just Coach Daigneault. And I love how he is consistent about giving the other coaches attention and credit. And the two coaches that are brought up to, today are Coach Woods and Coach Maynard.
Yeah, man, we talked a little bit about them in the last season's episodes. Man, they're just great guys. Both of them, Cameron Woods and Maynard, are just great coaches, man. I like how they talk to the guys. I like how I saw consistently Shea and Dort and, you know, our other young guys go to Woods and talk to him, whether it was they're on the bench and they had street clothes on and they were just talking to him about a play in the game, or if they were in the game and they needed to talk to him about a certain aspect of it because Coach D was already on to the next guy. They would pull themselves out and they would go to Cameron and they would ask him what the crap is going on. And it was really great to see how he was able to communicate to them and really help them understand exactly what's going on.
As far as your staff goes, Cameron Woods being promoted to an assistant coach and adding Eric Maynor from the Blues staff, what do those two guys bring?
I think our staff collectively, I think we have a diversity of perspectives. I think the staff has a lot of energy. I think the staff is very compassionate. I think the staff really is empathic and tries to see things through the lens of the player. We really just try to walk with our players. And, you know, for guys like Cam and Eric and Mike Wilkes that have played at this level, that kind of comes naturally. But even for Bliss, David Akinyoye, myself, Zach Peterson, you know, the rest of our staff, I mean, we really try to put ourselves in their shoes and really walk with them. And like I said, that's not a coaching staff thing. That's a Thunder thing, you know? And so I would say that extends to everybody from our chefs to the people in our medical staff, performance staff, anybody that touches our players, I think has a similar mentality. And we feel like if we do that every day, that has great power and is going to help our players be their best. And that's all we're about.
Well, I hope you guys can see why we really love Coach Daigneault too. We're excited about him being the leader of our team. And really, I think that the way that the players have chosen to follow him is evident. And we're excited about seeing how this materializes in his second year. Watching this team grow has been exciting. And watching him grow along with it is going to be one of those things that we're going to really appreciate, you know, down the years down the road. So, once again, we appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be covering more of Coach Daigneault's press conference, specifically what he has to say about SGA and some of the other guys. So we hope that you'll join us for that tomorrow, and we'll see you then. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.